thanks for downloading news and commentary from KERA 90.1 Dallas-Fort Worth. You can get more information and support this service at kera.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
Last year, the DISD applied for and won $22 million federal TIF dollars. TIF stands for the Teacher Incentive Fund. Some teachers' unions reject this approach, designed to reward teachers whose student test scores outperform other student scores. And they reject it because they say schools are not businesses.
In business, you get to control your raw product that you bring in to make whatever you're going to produce.
Dale Kaiser is the president of the National Education Association in Dallas.
In public education, we take everybody who comes to the door. We do not control our raw product. We have no control over it. And then once that product has arrived at our doorstep, we have no control over what happens to that student once they walk out the schoolhouse doors.
Kaiser also has problems with the complicated merit evaluation methods used to rate both teachers and schools. A high score can net a teacher and school thousands in annual bonus money. But Kaiser says teachers don't understand it and may not be able to challenge the decision on who gets money.
You get the form, the teacher gets the form offline, they fill it out, but then they have to give it to their principal to sign off on it. If the principal refuses to sign off on it, then their appeal of the CEI is dead.
So Kaiser rejects the whole incentive plan, saying proponents will learn the hard way it won't work. But the largest teacher organization, the Alliance AFT, embraces it. President Amy Bolander says AFT members worked with administrators for 18 months, so the plan included everyone, not just teachers of English or math, whose subjects are easily tested.
The entire community at the school makes a difference in the environment for students and how well they learn, so we felt that the entire team should be part of the winners. If the school wins, everyone should win. From the principal to the assistant principal, teacher, librarian, nurse, counselor, teacher assistant, custodial person, food service employee.
As for how teachers and schools would be evaluated, the DISD's Kim Olson, head of personnel and compensation, told the school board the method is effective, but she acknowledged problems.
Where we struggle, if I could, is in communicating what it is about, what you're measured on, what the exceptions are, what you can do if you don't agree with it. Our goal would be, and as we take our communication plan forward, is to get everybody to be able to talk about it, not just to each other, but to explain it to their husbands at home or explain it to their mothers on the phone. Hey, here's how I'm measured. Could we do better? Probably. Yes, sir, we probably could. And we're going to work that hard.
The testing method is so complex, the board will call a special meeting after Thanksgiving just to understand it. But a majority of them already seem to like it as a reward for good teachers. So does Superintendent Michael Hinojosa.
And I think that if the teacher is moving the academic performance, so the student, that thereby, they are being effective because they are being successful with the students in the classroom.
Advocates for the merit pay plan also say it'll reward outstanding young teachers sooner. Without merit pay, they might have to wait years before a significant raise. Meanwhile, they might be lured from the field or to another district that pays more. A vote on merit pay is scheduled for November 29th. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.